Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever country or city, whatever season you are experiencing, we hope that you are well and you are safe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have another beautiful discussion for today, and such a discussion that is going to refresh us. A discussion on something that we hear on a daily basis. In some areas, 5 times a day, we hear the call, the adhan, which is the global echo. Subhanallah. We are going to be discussing some narrations with regards to how fortunate that person is who calls out the adhan. We are going to listen to narrations where there is an abundance of reward to be gained by replying to the adhan. At which places is it mustahab and recommended to call out the adhan? That and more, inshallah, azawajal, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Ya Allah azawajal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila for your ridha, for your pleasure, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well. Make the intentions that when I hear the glorious name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu, O Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, O Azza wa Jal. When I hear the beloved name of Rasulullah, I will say Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I hear the name of any Sahabi, I will say Radiyallahu anhu. And if I hear the name of any pious person or wali, I will say Rahmatullahi alayhi. And if you hear something that creates an enthusiasm in you to practice, then say Subhanallah, glorify Allah, say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. For each one, a tree is planted in Jannah. Don't miss out on this. There's so much of rewards to be gained, and we miss out because we don't participate. We don't, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Like that, whatever good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards. Whenever you are watching whichever silsila and program of Madani Channel, try to have a diary or notebook that you can jot down the important Madani pearls of advices, or if there's any wadha'if, important points that are there, and you can always refer to it at a later stage, because ink is the best memory. And as our master Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, capture knowledge by writing it down. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. There are so many wonderful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the Rasul of humanity, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet of Allah jalla jalaluhu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recited the Holy Quran, praised Allah Azza wa Jal, recited Durood Sharif upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dedicate some time on a daily basis. I have to make the time and you have to make the time as well. In this short life, this precious life, dedicate some amount of time, but every day, for the recitation of Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources which Dawat Islami provides. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, today we are going to be discussing about, on the early echo, we are going to be discussing about the global echo, which is the beautiful adhan of Islam. Before that, let's listen to an amazing kalam, Me Lajpala, by our Nadkhan, enjoy and receive inspiration as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Milaj pala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare re de meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare re de milaj pala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare re de meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare re de khayal e yaar vich main mast rehnda din raat khayal e yaar vich main mast rehnda din raat mere dil vich sajan vasda mere dil vich sajan vasda mere deede thare rehnde milaj pala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare rehnde meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare rehnde kade vi lod nahi pandi mainu dar dar te javan di kade vi lod nahi pandi mainu dar dar te javan di main laj paala da mangta ha main laj paala da mangta ha mere palle pare rehnde main laj paala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare rehnde meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare rehnde dua mangya karo sangiyo kithe murshid na rus jave dua mangya karo sangiyo kithe murshid na rus jave jinna de peer rus jaande jinna de peer rus jaande o jiunde vi mare rehnde milaj paala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare rehnde meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare rehnde niyazi mainu gham ka da meri nisbat elasani niyazi mainu gham ka da meri nisbat elasani kise de rehn jo ban ke kise de rehn jo ban ke kasam rab di khare rehnde milaj paala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare rehnde meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare rehnde milaj paala de lad lagiya mere to gham pare rehnde meri aasa umeeda de sada boote hare rehnde
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Lajpala, beautifully recited by our Nad Khan Muhammad Mahmood Attari. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we had the beautiful sight of Medina Tayyiba, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zeema. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there time and again to stand and to just be amazed by the grand green emerald dome, to stand in front of the golden grill, the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to be part and parcel of that environment, that atmosphere, subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah jalla jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah as well, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we are discussing regarding the Adhan, the global echo. Why do we call it the global echo? You may have heard of this before. But subhanallah azza wa jal, when we look, when we hear the adhan in our locality, in our city, or if you are in the village, then know this. When this adhan stops or is completed, somewhere in the world, another adhan is starting. Somewhere in the world, another adhan is starting. Upon the completion of one adhan, another adhan starts. So this global echo of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of inviting people, calling people, this adhan is a call to the believers, the Muslims, to come to the masjid and perform their salah. It is a call for us to go towards success. This is true success. Yes, it is for Islamic brothers, for the menfolk, to make their way towards the masjid to perform their salah with jama'ah, with congregation, and for Islamic sisters to do so in their homes where they get the most reward and thawab. This global echo of the adhan. On one side, it is calling the believers, it is calling the Muslims towards success, towards salah. On the other side, for those who are intellectuals, for those who have understanding, it is also a message to them that true success lies in Islam, that Allah indeed is the greatest. This is a message that is going around the world at any given time, that Allah is the greatest. It is telling the people, reminding the people that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the bondsman of Allah, he is the Prophet of Allah, subhanallah. So this message is in a sense twofold, calling the believers to success, to salah, and also inviting those who are not Muslim to embrace this beautiful deen of Islam. Now, you know, there are so many beautiful narrations with regards to that fortunate person who calls out the adhan, who we call the muadhin. Do you think this is a small position, that this is not something significant? Well, listen carefully and then we'll understand how lucky, how fortunate that person is. What tremendous rewards and ranks that person will attain. The beloved master, the beloved Rasul, the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who calls out adhan in order to gain reward, thawab, is like a shaheed, a martyr who has blood on him when he passes away. There won't be any infliction of insects in his body in the grave, meaning his body will remain safe from the insects. I want you to think about that. Who doesn't wish for something like this? That I hope my body is not affected by the insects, or maybe snakes or scorpions, whatever other creatures will be there. But the muadhin who's doing this in order to gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is just one of the benefits which start in the grave. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I went to Jannah and I saw domes of pearls. The dust was of musk. I asked, O Jibra'il alayhi salam, for whom are these domes? He alayhi salam replied, for the Imam and Muadhin of your Ummah. Allahu Akbar. The one who leads the Salah, the one who calls out the Adhan from your Ummah. These domes of pearls and this dust of musk are for these people. So the next time you see your Imam, the next time you look at your Imam, the next time you see and look at your Muadhin, I want you to think about these narrations, that these fortunate people, what is in store for them on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And therefore, we should also encourage our offspring to join Jami'atul Madinah, to become ulama, alims and alimas, to also engage in these kinds of activities, whether in the form of an employee or whether fi sabilillah voluntarily, but concentrate on the rewards as well. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, the one who calls out the adhan for the five daily salahs because of iman and with the intention of gaining reward, that person, his previous sins will be forgiven. And the one who leads his companions in the five daily salahs, meaning the imam, with iman due to faith and for gaining thawab, his previous sins are also forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We look at these positions of the imam, of the muadhin. Now we have to look at it from a different light, from a different angle, from a different perspective. That look at the rewards for these people, these fortunate people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also include us, those who are able to fulfill these positions in order to please Him Azza wa Jal and for the abundant rewards that are contained in it. It is reported, subhanallah, that everything, including the fish in the river, make dua of forgiveness for those calling out the adhan. When the muadhin calls out the adhan, the angels also repeat. And when he finishes, the angels, they continue making dua of forgiveness for him till the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. The person who passes away in the state of being a muadhin will not receive punishment in the grave. And he will remain safe from the agonies at the time of death and the hardness and narrowness of the grave. Allahu Akbar. I mean, we just mentioned a few narrations, authentic narrations. From just this, we can understand, we can see how exalted are these positions of being an imam and being a muadhin as well. But of course, I need to keep in mind that as a muadhin, the adhan must be called out correctly. The words, the letters must be pronounced properly as well. As an imam, there too, when we are reciting Tilawatul Quran, we must make sure that the tajweed and makharij is all in order. We are following the proper rules of the Quran. We are differentiating between the different letters, that our postures are correct, our tasbihat are correct, our different recitations, they are in order as well. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a summary of hadith encouraged us to reply to the adhan and to the iqama as well, and mentioned that there are such rewards in the hundreds of thousands of rewards of good deeds to be attained just for replying to one adhan. And also thousands of ranks of the person can be raised in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And thousands of sins can be forgiven. I will request you, download the free book called Blessings of Adhan, or obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, and read for yourself how much of rewards it has in store just for replying to one adhan. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. If you're calculating it, the calculation has been done by Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah based on the blessed hadith. And it goes into the millions. Millions. How much of reward am I missing out? Do I reply to the adhan? Ask yourself the question. Adhan is, I'm hearing it maybe five times a day. Maybe some areas, maybe the certain adhans are not given on the loudspeaker. But let's say if you're hearing or listening to the adhan five times a day, number one, that's your reminder for salah. Your five appointments for the day, that's your reminder. We don't even need to put a reminder on our phones because adhan is our reminder. And subhanallah, I have heard so many adhans. How many have I replied to? Because it is in our benefit, in my benefit, in your benefit. You know the person, there's a narration that says the person who continues talking or being negligent whilst the adhan is going on, that person could expect a bad end, a bad death. And that's something serious. What is my condition? The adhan is going, Do I respond? Do I reply? Or I don't even worry about it. I just continue with whatever I'm doing. Subhanallah. We should think about these things. Allahu Akbar. At the time of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a person, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, says that there was a Sahabi, a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it wasn't known to everybody that he would do like great pious deeds, good deeds. He passed away. And you know what the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about him? He addressed the companions and said, do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him enter Jannah? The people were surprised because apparently they didn't know of any major good deeds that he had done. So one of the companions goes to that companion who passed away, his home, and asked the widow of that person, tell me, what special good deed did this person do or used to do? She said, you know, I don't know of any special good deeds, but one thing I do know, that he would always reply to the adhan whenever he heard it. Whether it was day or night, whenever he heard the adhan, he would always reply to the adhan. Allah, may Allah bless him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that I understand, there are millions of rewards to be gained by replying to an adhan. How should I reply? What should I reply? Subhanallah. Whatever the muadhin is calling out, and for Islamic brothers who are in the masjid, whatever the mukabbir is the one who is calling out the iqama. Of course, there's a slight difference between the two. The adhan is prolonged, and the iqama is done in a quick manner, at a fast pace, without any gaps or pauses in between. So when the adhan is being called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so I should reply the same, what the muadhin has replied. And our muadhinun, the muadhins out there, they should keep a gap, a sufficient pause wherein the listeners can comfortably reply to what was recited, like Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So that amount of time the muadhin should give to the listeners to make that reply. So sufficient amount of time. Same thing with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When a person comes to Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, now the first time you hear that, reply the same and then say for the first time, Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. May Allah's durood be upon you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second time you hear it, reply the same and then say, Qurratu ayni bika ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the coolness, the solace of my eyes. And each time you're doing this, take your thumbs in this manner and place it on the lips and rub it over the eyes. Wipe it gently over the eyes. And whilst wiping or rubbing it, then say, Allahumma ti'ini bisam'i wal basar. That, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, benefit me from my faculties of listening and seeing. The person who does this, subhanallah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make that person enter Jannah with him, accompanying him. Allahu Akbar. It seems like such a small thing, but look at the great reward. And who recites what was mentioned already, then that person will enter Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make that person enter Jannah with him. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Make an intention to practice upon this. You will find all of this information and much more in that booklet that I mentioned, the blessings of Adhan. Now, what does a person reply to Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah? Each time, reply the same and then say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then, Ma sha Allahu kana wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wanted happened, and whatever He did not want did not happen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In the adhan of Fajr, the phrase is added, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Salah is better than sleep. The replier to this will say, Sadaqta wa bararta وَبِالْحَقِّ نَطَقَتَ, meaning you are true and pious and have said right. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. For Islamic brothers who are in the masjid, then iqama as well, it is mustahab, it is recommended to reply to that as it is similar to adhan. Added in there is qad qamatis salah twice. And the one who listens to this should reply, أَقَامَهَا اللَّهُ وَأَدَامَهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. May Allah Azza wa Jal persist it until the sky and earth exist. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Day after, when the muadhin says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, reply the same. La ilaha illallah, reply the same as well. This must be done for all the adhans and for Islamic brothers, including the iqamats as well. By doing so, one will gain millions and millions of rewards. Subhanallah. Don't miss this out. It is an opportunity, it is a chance for us to gain so much of reward that inshallah ta'ala we will be surprised when we see it on the Day of Judgment. Do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are around other Muslims, reply a little bit loudly so that you also encourage them, you motivate them as well with that intention to motivate your fellow Muslim in also calling out the adhan. Who was one of the official muadhins of Islam, appointed by none other than the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? None other than our master, the great Sahabi, Sahabi al-Jaleel, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. What? Imagine, just imagine that. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appoints him as one of the official muadhins. Imagine how beautiful his adhan must have been. How powerful. Allahu Akbar. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there in front of them. And adhan used to be called out. Imagine what he used to be feeling when he came to the phrases, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And after the apparent demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great ashiq rasul, a great devotee and lover of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he stopped giving the adhan. Because now it's different. At that time it was different and now it is different. Allahu Akbar. So those who are calling out the adhan, those who are leading the salahs, these are glad tidings for you. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And if you are at home, if you are at work, even if you are reciting the glorious Quran and the adhan is going, stop, pause, pause and reply. Don't miss out. Don't engage in unnecessary activities. Yes, if you are going to the masjid, if you are performing wudu, if you are already eating food, then these are times when that there's not a necessity in replying and there's no sin in not replying. But keep in mind the narration that the person who talks unnecessarily during the adhan could expect a bad death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good death, a good shaheed death in Medina Sharif, and burial in Jannatul Baqi and Al-Firdaus in the company of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. There are certain occasions wherein it is mustahab, it is recommended to call out the adhan. So very quickly, for example, when a child is born, I think all of us know this, when a child is born, then adhan is called out in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. If possible, try to call out the adhan 4 times in the right ear and 3 times in the left ear. Otherwise, 1 time and 1 time. Of course, don't call out the adhan and iqama so loudly because the little newborn's hearing is very sensitive. In a very low tone, call it out into the ears of the infant. So this is mustahab. A person who is depressed, who is grief-stricken, call out adhan into his ears as well. Into the ears of one who is afflicted with epilepsy, one who is grumpy and frustrated and furious, call an adhan into their ears as well. When there is, maybe somebody is fighting, there's severe fighting, call out the adhan. When there's an eruption of fire, here as well, it is recommended to call out the adhan. When somebody is afflicted by jinn, call out the adhan. Because remember, adhan chases shaitan away. If somebody forgets the way, has lost the path in the jungle, in the forest, and there's nobody around to give you any guidance, to show you the way, call out the adhan. After burial of the dead body, you will notice that especially in this environment of Dawud Islami, where there are Islamic brothers, Muballighin around, that after the dead body is buried, adhan is called out. We should also reply to these adhans at these occasions as well. And one of the other times to call out the adhan is during an epidemic. If you noticed, if you realized, and if you remember, during the COVID issue that was there, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah encouraged all the Muslims in their homes every day to call out the adhan at least one time. Why? Because this is a time wherein it is mustahab and recommended to call out the adhan during an epidemic. So these occasions that I have mentioned, try to practice upon it. If you make good intentions, you get more reward then because of the good intentions. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a beautiful filler. Let's sit back and listen and watch this. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, إِذَا نَادَ الْمُنَادِي فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَاسْتُجِيبَ الدُّعَاءِ. When the Muadhin calls the Adhan, the doors of the skies are open and supplications are accepted. The call summoning Muslims to prayer, which involves declaration of the words Allahu Akbar, is called the Adhan. It is an act of worship. Those who deliver and listen to it receive an abundance of reward. It contains many blessings and uproots fear. Wherever it is called, mercy descends and Satan flees. My dear viewers, Adhan has great significance, so it must be respected. When Adhan is called in the masjid, stop whatever you are doing and listen to it. Repeat what the Muadhin says after he says it. This is a means of gaining good deeds and pleasing Allah Almighty. Du'as are accepted after the Adhan is given. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to understand the importance of the Adhan and gain His blessings. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beautiful madani pearls we have learned. You know, when calling out the adhan, whether for salah or at any of the other occasions as mentioned prior, then before calling out the adhan, the Kamil Wali of the time, the great scholar of the time, the leader of millions around the world, the founder of Dawat Islami, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, has advised us that start off, before you call out the Adhan or Iqama, start with Tasmiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thereafter, recite Durud Pak, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. And pause for a short while and then call out the adhan and the iqama. Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has mentioned that there's no harm in reciting Durud-e-Pak before the Iqamah, but there should be a short pause between the Durud-Sharif and the Iqamah. And the tone should be a little bit different as well. So that a person must not get the impression that Durood Sharif is joined or is part of the Iqamah. There must be a clear-cut distinction. Now, be careful of the trickery of Shaitan and his evil whispers. He will whisper in the mind, in the heart of the person, into the ears of a person, that but the Prophet ﷺ did not do this in his time. The four blessed Khulafa Rashideen, they didn't do this. So isn't it an evil bid'ah, an evil innovation and a sin? You know, we know there's two categories of bid'ah. This is an entire topic on its own. Al-bid'atu sayyi'ah and al-bid'atu al-hasana, which is a good bid'ah. And if we treat everything as a bad innovation, the whole structure and system is going to fall apart. Do you know the diacritical marks in the Quran was introduced in 95 years after the Hijrah? Allahu Akbar. The Quran that we have printed and published today didn't exist at that time. Even the sciences of Nahu and Sarf did not exist in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Alim course itself, Dars-e-Nizami, didn't exist at that time. Subhanallah. The categorizations of different ahadith did not exist at that time. The four spiritual orders didn't exist. Allahu Akbar. At that time, there were no dots on the letters. So how would one know, differentiate the ba from the ta from the tha, the jim, ha, kha? There were no dots, there was no fatha, no dhamma, no kasra, zabr, zair, pesh, nothing. It was introduced much later on. The mi'thana, the minarat, the mihrabs, the arch that you see in the masjid, that was introduced almost 9900 years after the hijrah. All masajid have this. These are innovations. These did not exist at that time, but they are good innovations. There is absolutely nothing wrong. And where there is no prohibition in sharia, it means there is permissibility. Subhanallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this as well, that whoever promoted any good method amongst the Muslims, and after him it was acted upon, the reward of the followers will also be written in the book of deeds of the person who initiated and started it. And the reward of the followers will not be reduced. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So let us think carefully about this, and let us continue replying to the global echo, which is the Adhan. We'll catch you next time. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.